President Trump is confirming U.S. forces killed an al-Qaeda leader who claimed responsibility for masterminding the deadly shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in December. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Although he's mentioned it this week, President Trump has officially confirmed that a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen killed Qasem al-Rimi. He was the founder of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who posted a video after the December shooting at the Florida base that killed three U.S. sailors, calling the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, a courageous knight and a hero. President Trump says the U.S. and its allies are safer as a result of al-Rimi's death and vows to continue tracking down and eliminating the terrorist threat. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One of the Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus actually died Friday from that illness. As China's Hubei province reported dozens of new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Jelena Kitchener reports.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, a grim milestone for the fast-spreading outbreak. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hardest hit by the outbreak. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading illegal and false information about the coronavirus. On Friday, China's Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, reported new deaths, taking the death toll in China to over 600. It also reported nearly 2,500 new cases, for a total of over 30,000 cases, according to state TV.
Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. There was a noticeable shift in the U.S. political landscape this week. President Trump finally emerged from the battle over impeachment with rising poll numbers while the Democratic Party presidential race was in disarray over a major election failure in Iowa. Jim Malone has more on the political fallout from the impeachment saga and what it may mean for the November election.
In the short term, Trump's acquittal could be a political boost, says presidential historian Alan Lichtman.
I think it will help motivate Trump's base. No question, you know, they'll buy into his argument that this was a partisan witch hunt designed to bring down their president.
As the 2020 presidential campaign kicks into high gear, Trump should benefit from the strong U.S. economy, says John Fortier.
It points to a close race at this point. The president will still have to get his numbers up a bit to be competitive, but he's not so far from that, and he does have some other strengths.
The outcome of the impeachment trial is a setback for Democrats in the near term, but will likely boost voter turnout in November, says Alan Lichtman. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The Associated Press is unable to declare a winner in the Democratic Party caucuses in Iowa, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Even with 100% of the Democratic Party's caucus results reported, it's too close to call in Iowa between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Another factor is evidence that the state party has not accurately tabulated some of its results. National Party Chair Tom Perez is calling for a re-canvass of the results, something the state party says it would do, but only at the request of one of the candidates. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who appears to have placed third, says it's not a priority for her.
I'm not focused on Iowa now. I'm focused on moving forward. I'm focused on what's happened here in New Hampshire.
I'm Tim McGuire.
At least 12 Israeli soldiers were injured when a Palestinian motorist drove his car into them Thursday in Jerusalem. The Israeli military says the soldiers were walking in a cultural and entertainment district in Jerusalem when they were attacked. A police spokesman says that the incident is being investigated as a terrorist attack. Motorists fled the scene, and meanwhile, a 19-year-old Palestinian man was shot and killed during a clash between demonstrators and Israeli forces in the West Bank city of Jenin Thursday, one day after a 17-year-old boy was killed in a similar incident in the city of Hebron. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors today. But right now, let's start off from Uganda with Leila Kayondo featuring Jose Chameleon in Nyumirwa. And right after that, Important by Tubaba of Nigeria and Rosalina by BM featuring Awilo Longomba from the Democratic Republic of Congo. But Nyumirwa right now by Leila Kayondo and the great Dr. Jose Chameleon of Uganda.
Even your go use with you. Ngale leche, kene mo, kene jo. Eka ju ne ba nige meje, kene mo. Ngale leche, kene mo, kene jo. Eka ju ne ba nige meje, kene mo. Politiza mo reja, ano mata mo lazi, you want to buy me, sir? Election don't they call you, don't they toss me, sir? I know they can, but right now you want to come me, sir? You go there, I'm gonna feel him alright. You know, tell them say you die, but then go want to sell you like. In minute where you buy them, you don't sell your human right. Then go call you bushman just to give your bed right. Now open eye, you know, go make you see the light. Appreciate the bull beginning, check your teeth before you bite. You wear where you are moving alright. Don't let them deceive you to join them fight. Because it no matter where you come from,
it no matter where you from,
it no matter who you be,
it no matter who you be,
as long as your brain they function. But you go be must to be safe on your name button. Some guy in the careful made enough for the shop, clean up a shop for you. If you your name button, be careful, because if you know you're special, best thing go use you. If you your name button, some guy in the careful made enough for the shop, clean up a shop for you. If you your name button, be careful, because if you know you're special, best thing go use with you. Unka hale leche, get it wo, get it wo.
The African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Bye.
Rosalina. Beautiful music from the Republic of Congo by BM featuring Awilo Longomba. And right before that, Important by Chu Baba of Nigeria and Nyumirwa by Leila Kayondo and Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be right back.
I'm Isatu Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, let the music roll. Bisa Kere of Ghana in Ananju. And right after that, Amewemo, a brand new cut by Manny Martin of Rwanda, and Mumala Mubaba by PST featuring General Seneca of Zambia. But Ananju right now, the sound of Bisa Kere from Ghana.
Oh, yeah.
And General Seneca of Zambia, and right before that, Amawemo by Manny Martin of Rwanda, and Ananjo by Bisa Kede of Ghana.
African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
When I'm over it, I'm making it seem in the name of a band, the music will be. David.
Rugby Baby, Atemi Oyungu of Kenya, and right before that, She Wanted So by Bosco Banks of Sierra Leone, and Good Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Bandi weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on The African Beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Welcome back. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Feeling the sound of I, Judah featuring my great man Samini from Ghana is coming up next. And right after that, Manzu Manaman in Far Away. And Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Neo of the United States of America. But it's Feeling right now, I, Judah, and Samini of Ghana in this beautiful reggae music.
March 4, radical are coming and it is we explode. To everybody run the world. Sing now on ya to the girl and where the next door.
One Judah.
Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo go. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come on, sweet, sweet, purple lamp. Something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something that moved me, from my inside, girl, it's feeling. Something that moved me, yes, I give thanks to God for this feeling. Girl, I'm gonna spend a lot of money for you. I already proved to me you're not a material girl. You mad me and no way me can do. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love and I no lie, come and sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny, come and sit up by my side.
Thank you.
when they sleep, they call you name. Not blame me, but food is not okay. Oh yeah, I want my radio that na me him. Baby, cancel me, just keep na me lane. Oh, then say funky not to blast us. But you cry, no man, no they pass pass. Then say funky not to blast us. But you cry, no man, no they pass pass. I say you love the eat me like a tender. From January to December. Ooh, girl, you make a member. Me and you two at that corner. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away. Take me far away.
Diamond Platinums featuring Neo, and right before that, Far Away by Manzu Manaman and Feeling by I, Judah and Samini of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
Today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is VOA News.